Hi everyone, I just wanted to say how lovely it was seeing you all today, and of course a big hi from all of us to Zoe. I thought it might be helpful if I summarise some key information from today. The pre-course workspace has information on most things, so log on there as it's now live. However, for anything RE based, go on to UEL RE. The workspace has some rough and ready screencast tutorials which I put together. So if you're stuck on how to use the wiki, do go to the pre-course workspace and then go down to wiki tutorials, and then you can learn how to add photos and edit a page. The pre-course workspace is on the same server as the UEL wiki. Therefore, you already have a wiki account because of UEL RE, and it should be easy for you to log on. And this also means that you're already experts on adding comments. So today we talked about the booster course. For Zoe's benefit, I'll quickly recap. The course is going to be from the perspective of religious insiders rather than from a strictly academic perspective. I'd like all of you to get a feel for the religions by the end of the course and an enthusiasm for teaching them. Comprehensive knowledge isn't possible in such a short amount of time. But a good experience does work wonders in giving you the confidence to teach religions which you're currently unfamiliar with. Of course, philosophy of religion and sociology of religion are exceptions to this, and I imagine only an academic approach is possible here, but of course you can add activities. You don't have to just do lectures. So this is by and large a build your own booster, and by that I mean you guys are organising the sessions, although I've sorted Judaism and Hinduism. We're doing the build your own booster for several key reasons. Number one, for employability. This is going to give you the opportunity to say something substantial on your letter of application when you make early job applications. Number two, it's to start the process of collaboration, which is a key theme throughout the year. This includes making a first chum on the course so you feel more comfortable in September. Number three, it'll provide you with a focus for at least one religion and familiarity with the contents of the religion or the belief system within schools. Number four, it's to develop your initial confidence as a teacher within a supportive environment. And five, to help you switch mentality from traditional university courses where you largely receive knowledge in a passive way, and that's switching to one where you're actively in charge of your own learning. So you've all been allocated partners, as you know, and hopefully you've swapped details. If not, contact me and I'll put people in touch with each other. Of course, the information is on the UEL wiki anyway, under the Build Your Own Booster document. I don't have any expectations on how the booster sessions will be delivered. Some will be best served through visits to places of worship and others through traditional teaching methods. You might like to present yourself or get in members of faith groups, and you can be as creative as you like on a zero budget. Of course, we can go out to places too. Do remember to look up exam specifications, particularly at A level, to help you select content. If you're getting in free speakers, please could you guide them to the content and the level you're expecting. You're presenting to adults at A level or undergrad level. And remember, the deadline for sorting out details of what's happening is a month from now, the 12th of August. And see the Build a Booster page for details of what I expect in terms of detail. There's now also a page on the UEL RE wiki called the RE Booster, which we added this morning. And over the summer, please could you add any information about your session for the rest of the group? Just a brief summary of aims, objectives, times, places to meet, would be useful. And also any other information, such as any head coverings which might be needed for places of worship or wearing clean socks, that sort of thing. We talked about preparing for the course briefly, mentioning how it would be best to get stuck into the new and emerging technologies, shouting for help to your colleagues and me where necessary, and of course sharing good practice.